Dios. So the psalmist's first chariot was that where the Yechonim say that Elohim is not like Hillel, that he's an Abai, where both were the highest. So then we ask that Elohim is not like Hillel. So then we say that Mitzvah is the battling to Ezra when both are the highest. But the Yechonim himself is Marazek, that I look like Hillel, because he's more the Rabbonon and Matthew is the highest. So then, Rishus is not the battle. A Mitzvah the right thing is the battle the right thing. But the Rishus is not the battle the right thing. Man is the reverse of the battle. I mean, it's very plain. I mean, Hakot. But Yerushalayim, they should say, Man is the reverse of the battle. That's one text. That's the first text. Then comes another text. That's the only thing. Kam mit der Samitor, schnell gewonnen und haben von dem Alechot und warten. So in other words, then the secondary thing, that Rabbi Yechanan, would do it to give it when I buy it to. Rabbi Yechanan happened to live after the Chumit Samitor. But Rabbi Yechanan would do the same thing, would have done the same thing, even if he had lived Bisman Abala. But what did Rabbi Yechanan do? He ate only Matzah Moah together, not Pesach Matzah Moah. Of course, he couldn't eat Pesach Matzah Moah. So, if Rabbi Yechanan had lived Bisman Abala, she also would have done the same thing. And he would have eaten Matzah Moah in Wasakha, not Pesach Matzah Moah. So, that's why Rabbi Yechanan said, the thing is not like Hillel. Because Hillel ate Pesach Matzah Moah. Chluk in Allah. So it's not, we don't pass like Hillel in regard to that point. But Rabbi Yechanan does pass like Hillel in regard to Matzah Moreh. He doesn't pass like Hillel in regard to Pesach Matzah Moreh. But in regard to Matzah Moreh, he passes like Hillel. So that's the second thing. Now, why does Rabbi Yechanan pass like Hillel in regard to Matzah Moreh, but not in regard to Pesach Matzah Moreh? Why? Because Pesach, if it is, you cannot do it the way Hillel did Pesach Matzah Moreh. Because if you have Pesach Matzah Moreh, so you have two things. So you have the Matzah in the Moreh neged the Pesach. So it's the back of the Pesach. You have the Pesach and the Matzah neged the Moreh, so it's the back of the Moreh. So you have the Pesach and the Moreh neged the Matzah, so it's the back of the Matzah. Machine came, if you eat just two things, matzah and more, that's a vehicle. So you have chablik of a chab. So then it's not enough. Now, so I mean the second tariff, the distinction between Pesach matzah and more and matzah and more. By Pesach matzah and more, so then mitzvah is mevatel's with it. And by matzah and more, mitzvah is not mevatel's with it. So the distinction is very simple, because in order to have people, so it's a loch of chadutrek. So if we have ikazayis pesach, ikazayis matzah, and ikazayis oreya, so then the kazayis pesach becomes bottle in the two zaysim of pesach and more. The kazayis pesach becomes bottle in the two zaysim of matzah and more. The kazayis matzah becomes bottle in the two zaysim of pesach and more. The kazayis moreya becomes bottle in the two zaysim of pesach and matzah. But if you have just the Kazayis Matzah and the Kazayis Moreh, so Chab Echad, there is no Bittu. I mean, so that is, because of this Yerushalmi, so the Hashulchan explains the Rambam, that because, in other words, that he passed his life after the Rambam passed after the Rabbonon, and what the machleket between the Hillel and the Rabbonon is only in regard to the question whether you can be Kelach Pesach Matzil Morei, but Matzil Morei. So everybody says he's right. Now, what the pshat of the Tumeisha is very strange, because according to the Tumeisha's pshat, we all shall make. According to the Tumeisha's pshat, the Yerushalmi. So then it turns out, it follows that the Yerushalmi is saying just the reverse of the Babri. According to the Babri, so even the one who says that Mitzvahim Babri is going to say that only the Reis and the Reis, but the Reis and the Rabbonon, so then Mitzvah Babri is going to, and the Yerushalmi says just the reverse. Now, when the Gemara says here, back of this law, that man tana b'shamas le mitzvah in vatra is yotzu hilal itzila, that he's the same vatra. The implication is that the Rabban must hilal say mitzvah in vatra is yotzu. All right, even according to the Rabban, that alir the emes, so the Rabban also agreed with the hilal. That mitzvah thing about those words. But Rabbi Mishmei the Gemara, they held that according to Rabbonon, so mitzvah thing about those words. So there is such a shit that mitzvah thing about those words. And Hillel says mitzvah thing about those words. So we have to understand, what does it mean? That according to Rabbonon of Hillel, or Homakoche, Salimbe, the Rabbi Mishmei the Gemara, so mitzvah is mevatel zuzu. What kind of bittul? There are two kinds of bittul. There is one bittul in the heft. In other words, if we out the kera, so we melee, so the matzah becomes purple in the pesach, or the pesach becomes purple in the matzah. So it's bittul in the heft. Like the people of Kolater Kulik, which is the people of the head. But then there is another kind of people. Not people in the head, which is the Din Kolater Kulik, people in the head. People in Surim is a people in the head. Here there is another kind of people. People in the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah of being Matzah consists in the Maisa Achil of Matzah. Now, if I eat the matzah and the morah together, and I swallow the matzah together with the morah, so memele, the tam morah is mevatel, the maiseh mitzvah of achilas matzah, if he eats in the matzah. So it's not the general din of bittul, which is the bittul in the chesed, but it's a special din of bittul. It's a bittul in the maiseh mitzvah, in the maiseh. Now you'll see that the Indian bitul mitzvah zuezu love bitul tamu in shagina tam bopolika. He means bitul tamu, he means bitul nefer. Elo shechivu mitzvah matzvah shelo leharif tam acharimeh. Eloi keinu tam mitzvah shekeleiso or yichmu on that. In other words, so he's explaining it. Hillel, that the reise, so it's the same vatel. So he says, why is that the vatel? Because this is the same mighty mitzvah, the reise, he says, the same level. Mashayi keinu mitzvah shus and mitzvah, mitzvah rabonon and the reise. So then, the tam of the rabonon, so it's the vatel. The Maisa Mitzvah of the Drei. We call okay. Coach with the Chalos the Inbibit. Alright, so in other words, so he says in so many words that the Indian Bito Mitzvah is where to love Bito Tam. Shatam Boto, Shechibu Mitzvah, Matzvah Shal Lari Tam Achadu. So it's a Loch in the Maisa. So we have two possibilities of Bito. One possibility of Bito is Bito in the Chetze, and the other possibility of Bito is Bito in the Maisa. Now, when the Yerushalmi when Yerushalmi makes the distinction between Kira Pesach Matzah Moriah and Matzah Moriah, so that distinction can only relate to the people in the Heft. So insofar as people in the Heft is concerned, so that there is a very simple distinction between Pesach Matzah Moriah and Matzah Moriah. If you are Kira Pesach Matzah Moriah, so you have a Kazayis Pesach. And the Kazayis Matzah and the Kazayis Moriah, so they can be between the Hefte. So the Kazayis Pesach becomes bottle in the two Gzeitzim of non-Pesach, of Matzah and Moriah. Chabitrei, Mashiachim is Yachir, the Kazayis of Matzah and the Kazayis of Moriah. So it's Chabichad. There is no such thing as Bittul Chabichad. Only Chabitrei, Mashiachim, from the point of view of people in the Paisam, is nearly expensive. So then it doesn't make any difference whether it's Pesach Matzah Moriah, or Matzah. Now, because there is still a bit on the Maisam Mitzvah, because he eats the Matzah together with the Moriah. So really, when Hillel says that you can, and Hillel did it like it. When Hillel was Kira Pesach Matzah Moriah, so that means that Hillel, so two halachos can be deduced from Hillel's practice. First of all, that mitzvah is in the battle zuezu in the hefte. Because if Hillel had held that mitzvah is in the battle zuezu in the hefte, how could he swallow the zeitzim of Pesach Matzah Moriah? So there would be a bitul in the heft. So it's a raya that he will hold. There is no bitul in the heft. It's the same battle as well in the heft. But then there is another question. There is no bitul in the heft, but there is a bitul in the maisa mitzvah. The maisa achile of the moreya should negate the maisa mitzvah of mafe. So how did Hillel do it? So it's a raya that Hillel also holds that mitzvah in the battle is Zuezu, there is no bitul in the Maisa mitzvah either. So two things. Now, we see that there is a machlekes resheni. There is a machlekes resheni as to whether the opponent of Hillel, Achilik and Hillel, or the opponent and Hillel are not. So there are some resheni who say that the opponent of Hillel, Achilik and Hillel, the Balamut. Lamoya says that the Rabbonim of Hillel Achilik and Hillel. And the court of the Rabbonim of Hillel, if you can be Yachav, even there you don't have any kind of mitzvah. And the Rabban says that both are good, and there isn't even a Chatzchila to either the Bifnei Atzmei, according to the Rabban's Pshat in the Rabban. According to the Tesis, there is a Chatzchila, but according to the Rabban, there isn't even a Chatzchila. So in Melee we can say that the Rambam Shita is that like the Rambam, that insofar as the Rabbonim of Hillel are concerned, so we can be kind of the mitzvah either to Kerech or Zebich Neatzmei, Vizebich Neatzmei. Because Hillel says two things. First of all, Hillel says that there is no bitul in the heft, which is in Bachar. Then Hillel says another aloche, that there is no bitul in the maizah. So in so far as Hillel's view of that which is in Bachar is doing the maizah, which is concerned, so we can say the Rambam Shite can be like the Rambam, that the Rabbonon agree with Hillel. That mitzvah in the battle is doing the Maizam. Now, Hillel was Kerech, the Yoshamba said, that Hillel was Kerech, who was Kerech Pesach Matzah Moriah. Now, last time I mentioned that according to the Rambam, so even Hillel understands the Al not in the sense of Adikapov, but in the sense of something. That's why the Rambam says, Kirch Matzah Moriah, not Pesach Matzah Moriah. But the Yerushalmi is contrary to the Rambam. Because the Yerushalmi says that Hillel was here Shloshbom Tiachas. So it could be that Enoch Nami, Hillel, as I said last time, that according to the Rambam, so even according to Hillel, Al is to be understood in the sense of something. So in other words, the Pesach, Al Matzis and Meirim Yechlu, so somewhat to the Matzis and the Meirim, it should be the complex. So only the Matzis and the Meirim have to be together, Mamas. But the Pesach has to be Nechal only somewhat to the Matzis and the Meirim. But even from the point of view of somewhat, some know. Now, somewhat, there are all kinds of degrees in somewhat. All kinds of degrees of somewhat. Now, if Al means somewhat, that the Pesach has to be eaten somewhat to the Matzah Mor. So what does it mean somewhat? Suppose someone at the beginning of the night of Pesach, at the night of Pesach, so he will eat Matzah Mor. He'll eat Matzah Mor. And then he'll go to sleep, and he'll sleep 10 hours. And he'll wake up before Amud HaShachar, according to Harakime or Tabata Nazariah. So Pesach can be Nechav Kol HaLayo, or let's say according to Amud HaNazariah, so he'll sleep 5 hours only before Chatzeres. He'll get up before Chatzeres, and now he'll eat the Korban Pesach. Will that be called Samuch? Probably not. Because Samuch means Samuch. Samuch doesn't mean that he eats the matzah in Morer and then he goes to sleep for 10 hours and then he gets up, eats still Lailo, and he eats the Pesach. That's not Samuch. So there was a Hadas, there was such a Hefsek, so it's not even Samuch. So Samuch means Samuch. But if there was a Hadas, he went to sleep. So that's not Samuch. So even if we say that the Pshat according to Hillel, in our matzah Samreya Yechui, the Pesach should be eaten somewhat to the Matzis and Meirim, that means the Matzis and Meirim together manage. And the Pesach somewhat to it, but if someone will eat the Matzis and Meirim in the beginning of the night, and then he'll go to sleep, and then when he gets up, while it's still night, he'll eat the Pesach, he will not be Mikhail the Mitzvah, because that's not somewhat. So what is somewhat? Somewhat means if there was no Hester Hadass, if there was no Hester Hadass between, but if there was a Hester Hadass, then it's not somewhat. Then it's not Samuch. So suppose there is no Hesach Hadas. So even let's say if half an hour intervened, it's still Samuch. But if it is immediately after the Matzah Morer, then it is more Samuch than if he eats half an hour. And if he eats the Korban Pesach, the Kasayis Pesach, half an hour after the Matzah Morer, so it is more Samuch than if he eats it an hour. And if he eats it an hour, so it is more Samuch than if he eats it 2 hours later. So in other words, the closer it is to the achille of the matzah moreya, the more somuch it is. So mele, there is certainly mitzvah le'amufka. True, he can be kind of mitzvah. He can be kind of mitzvah. According to the Rambam's pshat in Hillel, that even according to Hillel, so how is to be understood in the sense of somuch, not in the sense of antavo. So Mimele, he can be Mikayim the Mitzvah, a Kordila, by eating first Matzah Morer Mamash Mimasach as a descendant. And then, Somuch to it, if he eats the Kazayis Pesach, he's Mikayim the Mitzvah, even if he eats an hour later. But there is certainly Mitzvah Mufcher, he should not allow time to elapse. So it will be more Somuch. The more Somuch it is, the more Mitzvah Mufcher it is. So it's more Samuch. So what is the highest degree of Samuch if it's Mamish together? That's the highest degree of Samuch. So Mele, the Yerushalmi says, Hil Azok in Oye Kera Shlosh Tol Kiachas. The Yerushalmi doesn't say, Hil Azok in Oye Eimeya, Mechuye Vodom Mitre Shlosh Tol Kiachas. That the Yerushalmi doesn't say. Hil Azok in That was his practice. To do it Shloshtom Kerah. Why? Because according to the Rambam, So even Hillel will agree. Even Hillel will agree that one is not mechuyev to be keirech shlosh tom kachas. He's only mechuyev to be keirech matzen moreka. But the Pesach can be eaten. There is no chiyuv in eating the Pesach kachas with the matzen more. But the chiyuv is to eat the tzomuch to the matzen more. So the more tzomuch it is, it's a mitzvah namufra. It's more of a mitzvah namufra. And the high, so in other words, so the highest mitzvah namufra would be if it's the highest degree of tzomuch. What is the highest degree of tzomuch? If it's mamish to them. So that's why, so Hillel wanted to fulfill it in the highest degree of tzomuch. So, because there is a mitzvah namufra. So we're like, hey, there's shlosh tzomuch. Now, Omer Rav Yechanan, chlukin alu azot. So there is a variance in this. In the expression in the Bible, even though both remarks were made by Rabbi Yechanan, but it's two separate remarks. And there is a variance in the expression. In the Bible, so Rabbi Yechanan says, Chilkin of Chaveim of Aliyot. All that Rabbi Yechanan says, that the Rabbonon Achilut Aliyot, he doesn't say that the Halacha is not, that we pass not like you. He just mentioned that the Rabbonon Achilut Aliyot. How do we pass? Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say anything. The Gemara says, the Hashem will eat Mahim Chesem will eat your like Rabbon. So it is obvious that Rabbi Yechanan didn't mean that the Halacha is not like you. Because then the Gemara can say, Hashem will eat Mahim Chesem will eat your like Rabbon. All that Rabbi Yechanan says in the Bible is that the Rabbon Achim can eat. But what's the Achoy? There is no Achoy. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say what the Achoy is. How we pass. But here the expression, in the Yerushalmi, chlukin, he doesn't say chaveiro, chlukin al ilazokin, the halacha is not like ilazok. We cannot be named like ilazok was named. How was ilazok named? He was keireich, shloshton kachas, pesach matzemore. So chlukin al ilazok. Chlukin al ilazok. In other words, we don't pass him like ilazok. In this practice, we cannot be named like a seal of David. Pesach Matzumor. Why not? Because Hillel HaZokin did it. How did he do it? Hillel HaZokin did it. He was Kirach Pesach Matzumor. So then, if it's Pesach Matzumor, so then there was the problem of Bidul Dachefte. So that Kazayis Pesach could have become bottled. The Hefte, the Kazayis Pesach could have become bottled in the Heftes of the two facing Matzumor. And the Hefte of the Kazayis Matzumor could have been bottled. Could have become bottle in the two gzeisim of Pesach and Moreh. And so on. So, and Hillel did it. So in other words, Hillel held that there is no bittul in the Hefte. So, the Bichon says, chlukim al ilazok. On that point of it, Hillel said two things. By acting out that way, in other words, by being here at Pesach Matzah Moreh, he in effect said two halachos. There is mitzvah saying, vatel zu ezu in the Hefte. Even when it's chab betrayed, so in mitzvah saying vatel zu ezu, and also mitzvah saying vatel zu ezu in the maisa. So chlukim al Hillel hazokei in regard to the point that there is no bitul the hefte of mitzvah saying vatel zu ezu. So chlukim al hazokei, there is bitul the hefte. So the melee, we cannot be made like Hillel bizman habayis to eat biyachat pesach matzamor. Then there will be bitul hefte of chab betrayed. There will be bitul hefte of chab betrayed. So the Gemara is the kashe v'Rav Yechanan keirech matzen moreh. So on one hand Rav Yechanan says, that chut malu azot, that we don't, the achroi is not like your azot. We cannot be neik like your azot. And then Rav Yechanan himself did matzen moreh. Now, so the pshat in the Yerushalmi, Rav Yechanan keirech matzen moreh, doesn't mean that he just Pesach night Rav Yechanan just ate matzah moreh. Came a matzah moreh, Rav Yechanan did as Gemara says we should do. Hashtag lo yit mahim kata loy kilo loy shabono, liborach lachil as matzah ve'ochil, ve'odam liborach lachil as moreh ve'ochil, ve'odam ochil matzah ve'chase, that means matzah moreh, baradode. So Rav Yechanan did all the three things. So one of the three things that he did, was to eat matzah morer. He was scared of matzah morer. Why? In order to conform, to Hillel. In order to conform to Hillel. Because if Rabbi Yechanan held that the halacha, the achoye is not like Hillel, we don't have to be patient for Hillel. So why should Rabbi Yechanan do all the three things? First matzah, then morer, then matzah and morer. All he had to do is to eat first the kazayis matzah, and then the kazayis morer. That's all. But Rabbi Yechanan, on Pesach night, he also did this. He was kerech matzah morer. The Yeshayahu doesn't mean that that's all he did. Rabbi Yechanan certainly did it the way the Gemara, the Bible tells us. To do three things. First kazayis matzah, then kazayis morer, then matzah morer. So one of the things that Rabbi Yechanan did was matzah morer. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yechanan was cheshish for Hillel. Because if Rabbi Yechanan had held that that Aloche is not like Hillel, why should he eat matzah morer? All he had to do is to eat kazayis matzah and then kazayis morer. Kazayis morer. That's all. But not matzah morer. For Rabbi Yechanan cared for matzah morer. So now, so the Tumeisha says, But why should we say that Yerushalmi has two Shemes? Yerushalmi doesn't even use the Lashon of Yipoyese. The Lashon of Yerushalmi is Kam Bishas HaMikdosh, Kam Shaloyus HaMikdosh. Vakiru Teva, Kam Bikam Bishas HaMikdosh. So the Tumeisha explains that Vakiru Teva is Yipoyese. But there is no Yipoyese here in Yerushalmi. Vakiru Teva, Kam Bikam Bishas HaMikdosh, Shneivom Rabim Alecho, Dimbatom. So the Yerushalmi can be explained very, very well on the basis of one parent, not the Talmud. So the Yerushalmi's kashi was here. Rabbi Yechanan says chlukim al razo. What is chluk al razo? Not just the rabbanon chluk al razo. That Rabbi Yechanan says the Bible, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that chluk al razo. We are not made like the razo. That only is not like the razo. But Rabbi Yechanan, okirach matzah morer, in the midst of the same. So among the various things that Rabbi Yechanan did Pesach night, so there was one thing he did. He was kerech matzah morer. So that's because he was cheshish for Shiras Hillel. So it's a stirah of Rabbi Yechanan. Here he says chluki al azochin. The halach is definitely not like al azochin. And here he acted out according to azochin. So the Yerushalmi gives one teretz. Kam bishas hamikdos, we kam shaloi b'samim. In other words, when Rabbi Yechanan said that Aloha is not like Hillel HaZokin, he had reference to Hillel's practice of Pesach Matzah Morer. That's the practice of Bizman B'Samikdosh. So it's looking at Hillel HaZokin. So this is not like Hillel HaZokin. This practice is not key. We don't pass like this practice of Hillel, of Pesach Matzah Morer, Bizman B'Samikdosh. And when did Rabbi Yechanan make like Hillel? That was Shaloi Bizman B'Samikdosh. So there was no problem of bittul in the heft. Because matzah morer just one kazayis, they want kazayis. Chad b'chad, there was no problem with bittul. And when did Rabbi Yechanan say, chluki, that Aloche is not like Hillel, Bizman B'Samikdosh, in regard to a kerech of Pesach matzah? And then, so the Yerushalmi continues, it's not the second time. Vafiru teima kambi kambi shasamikdosh. Rabbi Yechanan would have done the same thing, even Bizman Abayis, he would have done the same thing. You shouldn't think that Rabbi Yechanan, that the teretz of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yechanan did it only because Rabbi Yechanan lived after Chum Bishamikdosh. Rabbi Yechanan lived after Chum Bishamikdosh, but even if Rabbi Yechanan had lived Bizman Bishamikdosh, he also would have done the same thing. He would be kerech. Matzen morer, but not Pesach matzen morer. Vafilu teima, even if Rabbi Yechanan had lived with Mam Bishamikdosh, so he still would have done the same thing. And all that Rabbi Yechanan says, chlukim al Hillel HaZokin, is only regard to the practice of being kerech all the three together. But in regard to the practice of being kerech two together, even with Mam Bishamikdosh, there is nothing wrong in it. There is nothing wrong in it. Why? Because so even if Rabbi Yechanan had lived Bizman B'Samikdosh, he also would have eaten matzah morer. Smiley would be Kirach Matzel Moria. Why would it be Kirach Matzel Moria? In order to be Mikayim the mitzvah of a Matzah Semreir and Yechlu according to Hillel. And even though he would not be Kirach Pesach Matzel Moria, but even according to Hillel, one is not Mechuyev to be Kirach Pesach Matzel Moria. Because Hillel himself understands the term Al in the sense of Somuch. Somuch al matzes semreir and yechlu means, according to Hillel, somuch to matzes and morei, which is together yechlu, the Pesach shall be eaten. So that means the matzes semreir has to be eaten together as a sandwich, and somuch to it he has to eat the Pesach. That's according to Hillel. That's the chiyuv. So the chiyuv is only to eat the somuch, but there are all kinds of degrees of somuch. So what's the highest degree of somuch? If it's mamish. If it's mamish together, that's the highest degree, so it's a mitzvah min amufcher. So on that point, on this mitzvah min amufcher, so it's chlukim aliyot. Why? Because we pasken that there is bittul in the hefte. But so when can there be bittul in the hefte? Only when you have three tzeisim. You have two against one. But if you are kirach matzah morer, even with mamis amigos, there is no bitul in the chafetz. So memele, Hillel would have done the same. I mean, Rabbi Yechiel would have done the same thing of eating matzah morer together, and then he would have eaten immediately after that the Pesach with mamis amigos, in order to conform to the shita of Hillel, and he would have fulfilled the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, of Achilas Korban Pesach. Ali the Hillel, because Hillel himself agrees that one is not mechuyev to eat Pesach matzah morah together. All that one is mechuyev to eat together is matzah morah, and the Pesach has to be nechal somuch to the matzah morah, which is together. But Hillel himself held that mitzvahs in vatel zuezu even the chetzeh, so he wanted to have the highest degree of somuch, and the highest degree of somuch is antak mamesh. So we may eat it that way. But Chlukin al Hillel, we pasken that mitzvahs are mevatel zuezu in the chafetz. If it's chal rabitrei, so maybe we cannot do it. But matzen more even with my advice, Rabbi Yechiel would have done it. So maybe there is no stira between the Yerushalmi and the Bar. On the contrary, the Yerushalmi is in full conformity to the Bar. Not. Let's see now. So then it means that the Shita Sarambam, that the Shita Sarambam is, as we said last time, that even according to Hillel, so there is no Chiyuv Deraise, or even a Chiyuv Derabon, Chachamim didn't make any takones here above the Deraise. So there is no Chiyuv to eat Pesach Matzah Morah together. But the Chiyuv is to eat Matzah Morah. But the Pesach has to be eaten somuch to the combination of the matzah and morah. Al is to be even according to Hillel, is to be understood in the sense of some. The only thing is that the machlekes between, according to Rambam, so the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Hillel consists whether Yoichlu means the Pesach is nechal, is somuch to the matzahs and reire, which are together. Or it means each one, the yechlu as reference to each one. So the Rabbonon say yechlu means each one. And according to Hillel, yechlu as reference to the Pesach. The Pesach is nechal. Somuch to the combination of matzahs and reire. So, but it has to be somuch. It has to be somuch. So melee, the more somuch it is, the more the mitzvah mufcher it is. And the highest degree of somuch is antak mamesh. So that's why Hillel did. Because according to Hillel, there was no problem. But chlukim al Hillel, we pasken that there is bittul in the chafetz. There is bittul in the chafetz. There is bittul in the chafetz. Now, so the Rambam pasken. So the Rambam pasken is v'rakach kirech matzu morah ki'achas. So in other words, because the Rambam paskens that it's not muchre whether the aloche is like Hillel or the aloche is like the Rabbonon, but even according to the Rabbonon, so it can be mikayim the mitzvah by eating them together. I mean, in accordance with the shita of the Rambam, in accordance with the Shite of the Ramban. But the Ramban says it, in other words, that the Rabbanon are not Chilik on Hillel, but they are not Chilik on Hillel secondly, because Hillel says two dinim. First of all, he says the first din of Hillel is that mitzvahs in vatel zu ezu, there is no bittul in the hefte, so memeila even if it's kerach shloshton, so it's alright. And that din, the Rabbanon are Chilik, and we don't pass like Hillel, chlukinot. But then there is another din that Hillel says, that there is no bittul in the Maisa mitzvah, mitzvahs in vatel zu ezu. So on the second din of Hillel, that there is mitzvahs in vatel zu ezu in the Maisa mitzvah, so the Rambam can agree with the Rambam that the Rabbanon are not Chilik on the second din. But on the first din of Hillel, the Rabbanon are Chilik, and we don't pass like Hillel in regard to the first din of Hillel. We paskin that he cannot eat it Pesach Matzah Morah. Pesach Matzah Morah. Alright, so the Rambam paskins, not Pesach Matzah Morah. According to Hillel himself, so he, if he wants, he can eat Pesach Matzah Morah and have the Mitzvah Mufka, but the Mechuyef is not. But the Rambam paskins, no, he cannot eat Pesach Matzah Morah, but only Matzah Morah. And Matzah Morah will come forth to both, to Hillel and to Rabbanon of Hillel, because the Rabbanon of Hillel agree with the second din of Hillel that there is no bittul in the Maisa mitzvah in the Zimbabwe. But the Rambam, so we can say that the Shita is a Rambam. So first of all, the Shita is a Rambam is like the Rambam, that according to Rabbanon of Hillel, so you can do it either way, but you cannot do it by making Kerech of Pesach Matzah Morah, and that is not required even according to Hillel. It's only Mitzvah Namufka. So he says, Lakakim Malach. And then we can say that the Rambam Shiti is that in regard to Hillel, so the Kerech is only Lechatchile, but the Eved did without Kerech in the time of Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, V'imolcha Matzah, if for some reason he cannot be Mikayim that Lechatchile, so. And because of that, he is forced to eat matzah with natural matzah. So then there are two broches. Not one broch. That's one way of explaining the Rambam. But we can explain the Rambam another way. That perhaps the Rambam Shite is completely like the Rambam. That what Ramban says in regard to the Rabbanon of Hillel, that either way is on. And in regard to Hillel, that Kerach is Miak. So maybe the Shittas Rambam means Ligamre like the Ramban, that in regard to the Rabbanon, so either one is on. In regard to Hillel, that Kerach is Miak. And that's the reason why the Rambam says, But then the Rambam says, now, the Yerushalmi says that there is a distinction between Kerach of all the three and Kerach of two. Why? Because, so the point of Shafi Yerushalmi is, as far as the problem of bittul in the hefte is concerned, so when can there be bittul in the hefte? When can there be bittul in the hefte? That is only if there is chavik abitrei. But if it's chavik abichah, because I is of matzah, because I is of morah, so there is no bittul. But if you have because I is of pesach, because I is of matzah, because I is of morah, then there is bittul. Then there is bittul. Now, so, but insofar as bittul in the hefte is concerned, so then there is a machlekes apostle, and most apostle say that bittul b'rov does not mean rov minyan, but just rov binyan. In other words, suppose you have one kazayis of Yisrael, and that's nisari with two psaisim of heaven. So of course there is bittul. That's chavitrei. But suppose you have one kazayis of Efer and the kazayis plus of Yisrael. So that's rov minyan. You don't have rov minyan. not 2 gzeisim of Eter, but the kazayim of Iser and the kazayim plus, more than the kazayim of Eter. So there is a machlekes, a poskim, machlekes achay, where the rov means, chabitrei means rov binyan. So only if you have the kazayim of Eter and the kazayim of Iser and 2 gzeisim of Eter, so there is little. So you have rov min. But if you have the kazayim of Iser and a kazayim plus of Eter, rov binyan, there is no little. But most poskim say that rov binyan is not. Rav Binyan is enough, even without Rav Binyan. Now, according to the sheet of most poskim, that Rav Binyan is enough, even without Rav Binyan. So we have a problem of people in the Hefze, even with Kazayis and Moir. Not only Pesach Matzah and Moir. Unless, so when don't we have a problem with people in the Hefze if you only have Matzah and Moir, if you have Bitzimtzum, just the Kazayis? Matzeh and Bitzimtzum Kazayis Moir. But that's difficult to be Mitzamtzum. You can be Mitzamtzum. But many times, so it's not exactly Kazayis of that and the Kazayis of that. So one is more than the other. So you have to be Mitzamtzum. Just the same quantity of the Matzeh and the Moir, the same. But if one is more than the other, so then you have already Rav Binyan. You already have Rav Binyan. So Mimele, even, so that was Yerushalm said that Rabbi Yechon was kedar just Matzah Umoreya. So then there was no problem with Bitun Dechelze. So Rabbi Yechon was Mitzamtzeh. He had just the Kazayis of Matzah and the Kazayis of Moreya. But suppose he would have a little more than the Kazayis of Moreya, or a little more of the Kazayis of Matzah. And the other would be just the Kazayis, so then he would have a problem with Bitul the Hefze also, according to the poskim, that Bitul of Binyan is not, even though it's not of him, even though it's not of him. So the way the Rambam says, so he says, we can say. So there are 2 ways of explaining the Rambam. One way of explaining the Rambam is, as I said last time, and that's a simpler way of explaining it. I mean the way I said it last time. In other words, that the Rambam, in regard to Hillel, he agrees with the sheet of the Balamoyer, that Kirech according to Hillel is only the Chatzchila. But in regard to the Rabbanon, he agrees with the sheet of the Rambam that either way it can be done either way. But there is another way. We can say that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam in regard to Hillel that Kirech is Me'akir, and he agrees with the Rambam in regard to the Rabbanon that either way it's good according to the Rambam. So the Meir the Rambam says, because of that, V'hakach kirech matzah u'morekach. Not Pesach matzah u'mor, that he cannot do, because then there will be bitul nechetz of chavit v'yam. So he says, then he says, V'imochal matzah b'fniyatz u'mor b'fniyatz me'ed. In other words, V'imochal zeh b'fniyatz. You see, so there is a variance in the Rosh. Before when he says, when he talks about kirech, so he uses the Rosh of Eile, of present. He uses the lotion of the present. And then when he says, Vimocha, Matzah Bifnei Atzmi, Umor Bifnei Atzmi, he uses the lotion of past, of over. Why? Why? The Rambam was a very didactic. There's a big daikin on that. The Rambam is known to be a very big daikin in lotion. So he was so exact in his lotion. Why, when he talks of Kerech, he uses the lotion of present. And so we should follow up the same pattern and say, V'imeichel, Matzah b'fnei atzmo, Umor b'fnei atzmo. He doesn't say V'imeichel, V'imocha. Why did he change? Why this transition from the lotion of Heve to the lotion of Omar? So according to the first pshat that we said, it's also right. Because according to the first pshat, we said that actually the Rambam has a suffix where the word Daloch is like Yilu HaRabonon. So we have to conform to both sheets. So Mimele, so Lechatchile, he should need a Yachas in order to conform to Yilu's sheet. But the Eved, even he will be made it, that even if he doesn't need a Bekera, Bifne Atzmi is Mikayim. So if for some reason he cannot even Bekerach. So that's why there is that change in the worship. Because this is when the Sefer of Alochevo is expressive of a special situation where for some reason he cannot conform to the Chathchila of Hira. So that's why there is a variance in the expression, and he says it in the washing of the past of the Ovid. But it could be another pshat. In other words, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam that in regard to Hira, so Kirach is not. In regard to the Rabbon, so either way, it's just as good. So maybe the Rambam, when he uses the washing of the present, the Heve, he says, Kach Kirach Matzor Mor, in order to fulfill the mitzvah according to Hira. But then he says, but, so it's all right. Because insofar as mitzvahs, Mivakle Zu Ezu is concerned, so there are two questions of Mivakle Zu. Number one is the question of Bidul the Chetzeh, and the second is the question of Bidul the Maite. So in regard to Bidul, the question of Bidul the Maite. So the question in the Chetzeh is Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Morer, if it's exactly Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Morer. But suppose it's not exactly, but suppose one mean is more than the other. Suppose the Matzah is more than Kazayis, or the Morer is more than Kazayis, then there could be Bidul Chetzeh. So then he could do it that way. So then he has to eat also Matzah b'fnei atzmo, Morer b'fnei atzmo, or Matzah. But then he'll have to do two things. So we'll have to eat matzah b'fnei atzmo and morer b'fnei atzmo, and you'll have to eat keter also in order to conform to both shittos, as the Rambam says in Halacha Ches. So when the Rambam says in the Sefer of Halacha Bo, v'mochal matzah b'fnei atzmo u'morer b'fnei atzmo, even if, so it doesn't mean, because the Rambam before used the lashon of it, so he said v'chatzach keter matzah morer kach. So in other words, that's a must. That he must, I mean that's the second pshat in the Rambam. So it's a must that he has to eat matzah mor kachas in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach with rice according to Hillel. And it's a tzveik in the dinner whether the halacha is like Hillel or the halacha is like Rabbono. And let's say, and if according to Hillel, so Kirach is likude. So maybe there is a must that he must eat matzah mor kachas. So he doesn't use v'im korach matzah mor kachas mivore borach zokinu, because he cannot say v'im korach. Im korach would imply it can be avoided. No, it cannot be avoided. It's imperative. He must v'hakach Hinech matze umore ke achas. That is a must. Matze umore ke achas is a must. But there are two situations. There is a situation where he is able to be mitzamtzem, that the quantity of the matze should be mamish the same at imashu more than the quantity of more. So then there wouldn't be any problem with bitul nechetze. So then all he has to do is to be keirach tatzo more. A kazayin is matze exactly, and the kazayin is more exactly. That's all he has to do. But suppose he cannot be mitzamtzem to have exactly kazayin, the same quantity of matze and the same quantity of moreya. Suppose he cannot be mitzamtzem there. It's not so easy to be mitzamtzem to have mamish the same quantity of matze as of more, not much more. So then there is a problem with bittul. So then he cannot do that. So then he says, v'imochal matzo b'fliatmo, u'mora b'fliatzme. So then he'll have to do two things. He'll have to eat twice. First, he'll have to eat the kazayis matzo separately, and the kazayis mora separately, and then he'll eat matzo and mora together. So that's why he changes the washing from the hebe to the oba. And he says, v'imochal matzo b'fliatzmo. If he feels that it's necessary to eat also matzah not more of natsme, so then he should make two brachas. So of course, but after that he'll have to eat ikazayis of matzah and more together in order to conform to the hishita of Bilel Rabon, the way he says it in Aloha Chetz. And the reason is why he's not, he doesn't discuss it in detail, because the Rambam is relying on what he says in Aloha Chetz. Alright, but that's, so it's much better than the Rosh Hashanah Rambam if we explain it the other way. Now, when the Yerushalmi definitely has reference to bittul in the heftah, because when the Yerushalmi says, Chlukin al Yil Azokin, so the Yerushalmi means bittul nechefze, because from the point of view of bittul levaisa mitzvah, there is no distinction between Pesach matzah moreh or matzah moreh. So it's only from the point of view of bittul nechefze. So if you have Pesach matzah moreh, so then there is bittul nechefze. Now this we have to understand. How could there be bittul nechefze? Why? So how does Rashi Mizrachim explain it? I mean, between the Hefzeh, the connection with Hilal. Because before he swallows it, so he chews the matzah and the moreh. So he breaks it up into smaller particles before he swallows it. When is the time of mitzvah when he swallows it? So actually, the chewing is only a hechsher to the maisa mitzvah. The real maisa mitzvah consists in the swallow. So at the time when he swallows it, so the matzah and the moreh are broken up into small particles, and they are mixed up one with the other. So it's narubes. So the meal there can be bitul. So the bitul in the maisa mitzvah, I understand it. But how is there a problem, let's say even if it's Pesach matzah and moreh, how is there a problem with bitul in the chetz? Because the kazayis moreh and the kazayis matzah and the kazayis pesach, in the process of the course of the process of chewing, are broken up into small particles, and they are intermingled in his mouth before they are swallowed. So it's mi'ure. Now, so, but if it's nikar isa, so then there is no bittul nechefze. That's the halacha, that wherever it's nikar isa, there is no bittul nechefze. So you say it's not nikar isa. How is it nikar? It's in his mouth. The particles of the Pesach and the particles of the matzah and the moreh are in his mouth. It's not nikar isa. That doesn't mean that it's not nikar isa. So it's still in his mouth. So after he chewed up the Pesach and the matzah, the Kazayis Pesach, Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Moreh, and it's all broken up and intermingled in his mouth. So it's still Nikal Nisar, because he can just spit it out, and then he'll be able to identify the particles of Pesach from the particles of Matzah, from the particles of Moreh. I mean, the average person would be able to identify the particles of the Pesach from the particles of the Matzah and from the particles of the Moreh. Why should he be able? Unless he has such teeth that he chewed it up so well that it is already in the form of a powder. I mean, and it's so intermingled that it's impossible to identify. But I can't even imagine that a person, when he chews, should break it up into such a fine powder that it would be, that even if he spits it out, it should be impossible to identify one from the other. So how can there be? So as long as it's possible, all the Rishonim agree that where you have the Arubis of Yisrael, even though they are intermingled, but if it's possible by attentive observation to identify and to separate one from the other, so then there is no difference. So then it's like Nikal Nisar. Nikal Nisar doesn't mean Nikal Nisar. That it should be Nikal Nisar while the mouth is closed. Even though it's not Nikal Nisar while the mouth is closed, but if it's possible to spit it out and then to identify and separate one from the other, so then it's all different. Now there is a machlikes, according to the case of Mishneh, there is a machlikes between the name I discussed it. In Simen Kutalev, I mean, we discussed it. But there is a machlekes, according to the case of Mishneh, there is a machlekes between the Shittas Hagen and the Rambam mentions, and the Rajab, the Tiras Abayis. Now the Chachomim made a zeire of Gvinas Akum. So Rabbi Yechonen says the reason as to why the Chachomim asked Gvinas Akum is because Mishneh Mamidim Beir Kevas Levei. And Cholov Akum, that's exactly. Cholov Akum is also zeire because of the chash of Mintom of Cholov Tom. Now, by Gvinas Akum, so we have to resort, so the question arises, Monefshah, if there is a chash in connection with Cholov Akum, maybe it's Cholov Mitomei, so Gvinas Akum should also be also, because maybe it was manufactured from Mitomei. So the answer is no, because Cholov Tomei is not mine, it doesn't connect to it. So you couldn't make Gvino from Cholov Tomei. So the Mele, So there is no choshe of mintome ligabe gvinasak. The choshe of mintome is only shayeh ligabe cholovak, but not ligabe gvinasak. But gvinasak is also for a different reason, because mitnishema midim beyakivas levei. Now the question is, how about chemesakum? So of course, today chemesakum there is no shayeh whatsoever, because today the going don't use any cholov tomei altogether. Because of that, the Chodesh says that it's muter, cholov akum is muter achsho, because even the goyim are not accustomed to use cholov akum. And the Chasam Sefer is chilka of the Chodesh, so because he holds that it's a dorosh of minyan, all right, not a reason. But as far as gvinas, as gvar, as chemos akum is concerned, there is certainly no dorosh of minyan. Even the Chasam Sefer would agree that there is no davash b'minyan mitam lechemes akum. But the question is, as long as it is the practice of the goyim to use chol of tomei, so gvinas akum shenok, so be yosef, because maybe just as it is osir to use chol of akum, but on account of nechshoshe, maybe it's chol of mitomei, maybe the chemo was made out of chol of tomei. So Rishayim say no, that even if it is the universal practice of goyim to use chol of tomei, but chemes akum is mut. Why? Because meat chol of tomei is not mine. So gvinas akum should also be muter, but there is a special zera because of mamidi berkiras nevela. But regabi chemes akum, that zera the chachomim didn't elect regabi chemes akum. And as far as the choshe of chol of tomei is kachaya, because had the chemo, the butter, been made out of chol of tomei, it wouldn't quite yet. They couldn't quite. So the Rambam says as follows: in Perigimu Milchat Macholas Asuras Halachat Esvot. Hoichel Gvinas Akum, Oicholof Shechol Beyakum, V'Yisroyu Reinu, Makim Zimachis Marus. Where there is a chash, maybe it's a chol of tomei. Ach, Emo Shel Akum, Mikzas Ageini Mikiruo. So in other words, so of course, it's not such a double portion, but today it is a double portion that chemo does not have to be chemes Yisroel. Because today there is no chshoshe whatsoever, even when we go out to chol of tomei, there is no chshoshe. So Achemo Shel Akum, Mikzas Ageini Mikiruo. Why? But if the goyim use chol of tomei, so maybe the chemo of the goy was made out of chol of tomei. Shall we go to a chemo of chol of tomei or inei? There is no chosen, because if it had been made out of chol of tomei, it wouldn't become bara, because chol of tomei doesn't quite work. Mixas againi, so the Rambam says, but they are againi who asa chemasako. Yeah, as long as goyim use chol of tomei, so chemo of an akum is also. Why? Os mitzvah sagim masuro mitnei tichtzuchei chol of sheishoyimo. True, there is no doubt that chol of tomei would not become converted into butter, because chol of tomei doesn't coagulate. But in chemo, you'll always find droplets, pores. And in the pores, you will find, in the pores of the butter, you will find droplets. So in other words, those droplets did not coagulate. So maybe the chemo, so Mixas Hagenim said that you cannot use, in other words, if going to use chol of tomei, so din tomei, so then you cannot even use chemozak. Why? Because in the pores in the butter, you find droplets. These droplets did not coagulate. Maybe these droplets are droplets of chol of tomei. But if it were droplets of chol of tomei, so he couldn't make butter, but he could, the goy, when he made the butter, so he could have made the butter out of itarubes of chol of min toer and chol of min tomei. I mean, it is a common practice of going to use chol of tomei, so is the common practice to be ma'ariv. Chol of tomei is chol of min toya. So the chol of toya coagulated and it was converted into butter, and the chol of tomei remained in the pores in the form of droplets. So again you say, that it's us umixas agim osu mitnitzich tzuchei chol of sheishoyav sharei akum shebichemo eilure bimachemo. So the Rashba in Teras Abayis, I think it is Shardalet. So the Rashba is massive against the game. He says that even if it is so, that the Tzuchei Cholov in the pores of the pot happened to be Tzuchei Cholov of Min Tome, which was Miurev with the whole of Mitoer and did not coagulate. So it's also alright, because it becomes bottle. So why did it become bottle? Because it's impossible. So the Rashba says, suppose someone would see, let's say in the butter, in the pores, he would see droplets. Could he remove all the droplets all the darkness and still have what are remaining. He couldn't do it. He could, but together with the removal of the droplets, the minute droplets of water in the minute pores of the water, he'll have to take away part of the water itself. So he'll have very little water left once he gets through with the removal of all the droplets that are contained in the pores in the water. So in Mele, it's Tarubes, it's bottle. It's bottle of rock, but the shishim also. So there is a din of beetle. There is a din of beetle. So the Mishnah says that what is the reason, what is the shita of the genie? Who aser chemesaku. So he says, because the game holds that as long as you can identify them visually, if Isa, when do we say that when is there people if it is you have to such an extent that you cannot even pinpoint, you cannot earmark them, you cannot identify them visually? It's only you have that you cannot point out and say, well, this particle is a particle of this. These particles are particles. If you cannot do it in that, then there is it. But suppose it's muted, so minutely and so interspersed that you could not separate one from the other unless you get rid of the whole thing. But you could pinpoint visually and say, well, I cannot separate one from the other, but I can identify. Here I see particles of Isser, here I see particles of Eter. So then it's like we can Isser according to the Deni, and there is no way. So in other words, according to the case of Mishnah's chart here, the Hebrew, the Chorus Asuret, Alochet as well, there is a machlikes between the Mishnah's Deni and the Rashbo. What does Mishnah Isser mean? So according to the Rashbo, Nika Ulisa means not only that you can visually identify them, that you can visually identify them and you can easily separate them one from the other. But, and you can separate them, but if you can visually identify them, but it's impossible to separate them, so then, unless you remove the whole thing, you destroy the whole thing when you separate them. So then there is with, then it's not with Isa. And according to Mixtas Againi, as long as you can visually identify them by looking at the Tarubes very attentively, so you can visually identify them, even though it's impossible to separate one from the other. So it's Nikaris, according to Mixtas Againi. Now, so one thing is clear, that according, now the Yerushalmi here says Chlukim Alil, and we explained that this has reference only to this point of Hillel of being care of Pesach Matzumore. So then you have Chabitrei, so it's Chlukim Alil because there is people in the Heftze Mitzvahs Mivatle Zuezu in the Heftze. So how could there be Bittul? How could there be Bittul in the Heftze according to the Shittes, again, there certainly couldn't be people in the Heftze. Because the Shittes again means that even if it's impossible to separate one from the other, as long as visually, when you look at them attentively, you can identify one from the other and can say, this is such a part, or this is such a part. As for example, the droplets in the pores. So when you look at it attentively, so you can notice all the small pores, and you can identify all the tzuchichol. But it's impossible to separate one from the other. You have to destroy the whole part. If you start doing that, separate all the droplets, all the minute droplets. So the game says that as long as you can visually identify when you look at them attentively, so in the there is no beetle. So here too, after he chewed, he made a thought of chewing of the kazayis pesach, kazayis matzah, kazayis moreh. If he'll only spit them out, of course, if he keeps his mouth closed, so he won't be able visually to identify one from the other. But if he splits them out, he puts it in the plate, and he doesn't feel old, you know, to look at them. So then he'll readily be able to identify the broken particles of the Pesach from the broken particles of the Matzah Menorah. There is no doubt. Much more readily than in this case. But even according to the Rashi, that the Rashi says that there is beetle, even if you can identify them visually, as long as it's impossible to separate one from the other. But here, I don't think that it's impossible. Over there, in the Chemo, it's impossible to separate. You'll have to destroy the whole thing. After all, it's one piece. And then, in order to separate all the droplets of the Tzuchicholo, you'll have to upset the whole Bara, which is one body, which is one thing. But here, the Tarubes, because I specify this, they are already broken up into little tiny fragments. It will only require hard work in order to separate. But it's, I suppose that in 1 hour it could be done. I mean, such a thing. I mean, if he spits out the Kazayis Pesach and the Kazayis Mat and the Kazayis Mora, all chewed up. So, and if he looks at them attentively and he has fine instruments to move one from the other or even with his hand, so then he'll be able to do it. But certainly according to the game, there is no beetle. And I think that even according to the Rashi, so here it's not impossible to separate one from the other. So why should there be beetle? So we have to say that this beetle, even the beetle in the Chetzeh, is not the general thing beetle is sort. It's a special type of beetle. This is a beetle, if we say that there is beetle in the Chetzeh, now he has of himself held that there is no beetle beetles in Vatwezoizu. So there is no beetle in the Chetzeh. But if we say Chlutim Olov Alilel, so we don't pass like Hillel, and we say, now the Rabbonon Wachilik and Hillel's neck and the first of Hillel. So the Rabbonon Wachilik, and they held the mitzvahs mivatle zuezu. So why does the Gemara use the expression mitzvahs mivatle zuezu? So be shleime in regard to the second type of beetle in the Maisa mitzvah. So we understand this, why the Gemara emphasizes the expression mitzvahs mivatle zuezu, because it's a shaila whether the Maisa achila of the Morer is negates the Maisa mitzvah of the achilas mat. That's why the Morer uses the expression mitzvah. But in regard to the first din of the earth, that the beetle in the heft says that there is no beetle in the heft, Hillel says. And the Rabbonim of Hillel say there is beetle in the heft. So, as far as beetle in the heft is concerned, if we assume it's based upon the general din of beetle, like people assume, why use the expression mitzvahs mevatle zuezu? It's a shaila. So, in other words, Hillel says in mitzvahs mevatle zuezu, even though in kol ha-terekule there is beetle chafetz, there is beetle chafetz, what kind of beetle would it be? Let's say if there is beetle. So there would be, I mean, the Rabbonim of Hillel, according to Yerushalmi, achilik anil, and they say that if there is chab b'trei, so then there is beetle. So it's a beetle of yovish b'yovish, not beetle of lar b'lach, because lar b'lach means that there is even distribution. Certainly here, when he chews, and the kazayis pesach, and kazayis mat, and kazayis morena, so he does not distribute, you know, the three tzeisim evenly, I mean, so that each unit of the tahubes would have exactly, then there would be beetle. I mean, so there would have, I mean, there could be beetle, but then there would be a two-thirds, so I mean, one-third of each, in each unit, there would be one-third of the Matzah, one-third of the Pesach, one-third of the Morah. That certainly could not take place as a result of chewing. So there is no even distribution. So what kind of beetle is it? It's a beetle of Yavish B'Yavish. It's people of Yavish B'Yavish. So in other words, so we have to say that when Hillel said Now, if it is, if we say that the beetle here is the beetle in the Hefzer, means the general little beetle. The general beetle, like beetle in Surin. So what kind of beetle would it be? It would be a beetle of Yomit Biyomich, of Chabitrei. So why does Hillel say that Mitzvah Simvatel is Rezu? So it's a special halacha, that there is no beetle, even though the halacha of beetle is a general being, but in Mitzvah it doesn't apply. Why should there be such a halacha of Mitzvah? Of course, Monashah, if from the point of view of the general din of beetle, of Chabitrei, of Yomit Biyomich, so this is considered a Nikar Yisrael. So why does he not say Mitzvah in the Bible Zenzu? Why not? Unless there is a special Tzav Kosov. Unless there is a special Tzav Kosov. But we see from the Tzav that Hillel's thinking of Mitzvah in the Bible Zenzu is not based upon a special Tzav Kosov. On the contrary, Hillel's thinking of Mitzvah in the Bible Zenzu is based upon his word. Because Tzav says that according to the Tzav Kosov, that here there is a special deed contrary to the general principle. So we see that there is no special deed here, on the contrary. So Hill's deed of Mitzvah in Vatel Zuezu is not based upon a special Zazakosov, it's based upon Zvore. But if the people in the Hefze, according to Hill, that there is no people in the Hefze, is, and if the, let's say, according to Rabbanon Hill, that there is people, so it's in line with the general deal of people. So why does he say there is no people? He means there is no people, make a case. Make a case that there is no people. So we have to say, that as far as the even people in the Hefzer, so it's also a special halacha in Mitzvah. If we say that Mitzvah's vatli zuezu in the Hefzer, so it's a special din of people in the Hefzer, not the general din of people. Why shouldn't the general din of people apply? So according to the gaining, the general din of people doesn't apply, because whenever you can visually identify the one particle from the other, even if it's impossible to separate them, so it's like Nikar Yisrael and there is no beetle. And even according to the Rashba, that where there is, it's possible to separate them, then there is beetle. Then it's not Nikar Yisrael. But in this case, it's not impossible to separate them. Over there, by Tzuchei Cholov, in the Chemo, it's impossible to separate. But here, it's not impossible. It requires time. But you say, if the one who chewed up the Kedai Pesach, the Kedai Matzah, the Kedai Smorgah, would only spit out these three Zaysim that are intermingled and interspersed with each other, so when he would spend a little time, he would be able to separate the particles of one from the particles of the other. So there is no beetle according to everyone, as far as the general din of beetle in the Hefti is concerned. But here, the Rabbonon of Hillel, we say there is beetle in the Hefti, and because of that, you cannot be Kerech Pesach Matzah Umoreh. Kerech Pesach Matzah Umoreh. So they hold there is a special halacha. Wherever the mitzvah is fulfilled through a certain heft of mitzvah. Now let's say here. So the Pesach is a heft of mitzvah. And Matzah is a Pesach of mitzvah. Is a heft of mitzvah. And Moreh is a heft of mitzvah. Is a heft of mitzvah. The Yerushalmi Shabbos says that if somebody ate a Matzah Gzulah, so he's not becoming the mitzvah of matzah, of Be'er of Tichu Matzis. Why? Because mitzvah bov avere. Now, mitzvah bov avere, I mentioned it a number of times, it's a double portion. Mitzvah bov avere doesn't mean that if a person does the mitzvah by doing an avere, so the male is not becoming the mitzvah. Of course, one is not allowed to do avere in order to fulfill mitzvah. But if he did an avere in order to fulfill mitzvah, he does not negate the mitzvah. Mitzvah above Avere is only Shaylech when there is a shame with Vay of Avere on the Heft of Mitzvah. Let's say Esrik, if it's Gozel. So in other words, so the Esrik is the Heft of Mitzvah, and Gozel has a shame with Vay on the Heft. Then we say Mitzvah above Avere. But Aloha is, we say that Sukkah, if one made it Sukkah, if one made it Sukkah, and the Karka not the Rejas window. And the karka, even a suk of zuo that was made on the karka, so if one ate a kazayis matzah in a suk of zuo that was built on the karka, So he's mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Now, it's Sukkah Gzulo al Rishasvino, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah because of the special aloche. The Sukkah Gzulo is not mekayim the mitzvah. But Kalkei Mizele, so it's not the Sukkah Gzulo. So the Mechaschino has the Kashe, true, it's not the Sukkah Gzulo. But if the Rambam says that he's able to sizzle, if somebody got those Kalka, even though the Hefze is not present, because, but he's still Avea, he's still able to sizzle if he got those Kalka. So here too, he was able to have enough resixful. So why does Memore say in Sukkah that if one gazzled the Sukkah ala karka and he said in the Sukkah was in kind of mitzvah, let him not be in kind of mitzvah because of mitzvah ala venus? I heard from my father, it's in Dova Poshut, that mitzvah ala venus doesn't mean that if a certain avera was involved in the course of the process of the mitzvah, of doing the mitzvah, so it's not in kind of mitzvah. But if the heft of the mitzvah is a shem levay of avere, so since karka in mixeles, so the heft is not gozal, so it doesn't have a shem levay of avere. So mimele, and the Yerushalmi says that if one ate him out of zulo, he's not becoming the mitzvah, because it's mitzvah above avere, so we see that in order to be mikayim, the mitzvah achilas mate, so the matzah has to be a heft of a mitzvah, of a heft of a mitzvah. So wherever there is a heft of a mitzvah, so then, according to Rabbanan of Hillel, there is a halacha that where it's miuret, the heftze of the mitzvah of matzah is miuret with the heftze of mitzvah of Pesach, with the heftze of mitzvah of Moreh. So true, from the point of view of the people, the general view of people, so there is a halacha of Nikarisa. So Nikarisa, there is a thing that even if I don't see it now, but it's possible to identify them through work, it's also considered Nikarisa. Machikin here the Rabbanan of Hillel saying that Mises Mivakle Zuezu, you cannot be Kerech Pesach Matamoria. Mises Mivakle Zuezu because of a special aloha of people in the Heft of Mitzvah. Because in order to be Mikarim the Mitzvah of Pesach, then the Kazayis Pesach has to have the Halichem Heft of Mitzvah. That is the Kom Pesach. And the Kazayis Matzeh has to have a Halishem of Matzeh, of a Heft of Mitzeh, as a Heft of Mitzeh. If they are the mouth just before he eats them, so it's in the middle that he disperses. So Mimele, so it's Miure, so people in Schal on the Heft of Mitzeh. So it's not, so the Matzeh is not, does not have a Shem Levi of Matzeh as a Heft of Mitzvah. The Pesach, because I Pesach does not have a Shem Levi of Pesach as a Heft of Mitzvah. And the Moreh does not have a Shem Levi of Moreh as a Heft of Mitzvah. So people in Schal on the Shem Levi on the Heft of Mitzvah. That's a special halacha according to Rabbanon. So here it's Chelik on the Rabbanon, and he says there is no halacha of Mitzvah Mivakel Dozu. There is no halacha of Mitzvah Mivakel Dozu. But it's not the general din of Bittul. So in regard to the general din of Bittul, there is halacha of Nikarisa, and Nikarisa doesn't mean Nikarisa at the moment. But if it's possible to be Matzah Nisa, and according to the Mitzvah Sagelin, yeah, as long as it's possible to see it through work, it's possible to identify the Nisa visually, even though it's impossible to separate them one from the other. So it's also Nikarisa. That's in regard to the general thing of people, that the identity of one thing is lost in something else. That's the general thing of people. But here there is, according to Rabbanan of Hillel, there is a special aloha of Bittul. There is a special aloha of Bittul. Bittul in the heft of Mitzvah. And in order to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Matzeh, then the Matzeh must have a Shem Levi as the heft of Mitzvah. It must be a heft of Mitzvah. So now, when is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh? Not when he spits out the Kazayis Pesach. And the right more, and he puts them on a plane, and he takes the fork and he separates one part from the other, then he's not required. He's becoming when he swallows them. So at the moment when he swallows them, when he swallows the Hefte, so that Hefte is completely intermingled, and it's not Nikar. So Mimele, the Shem Levi of Hefte of Mitzvah is Poka. Because it has to have a Shem Levi of Heft of Mitzvah at the time of the Maisa Mitzvah. When is the Maisa Mitzvah take place? When he swallows it in his mouth at that time certainly we would have, and it's not Rikya. But if it had been the Shilat of the general din of Biko, so as long as they could spit them out and put them in a plate and then take a fork and separate one from the other, so it would be considered like Rikya or Yisya, and it wouldn't, there wouldn't be anything Biko. But here there is a special aloche, according to Rabbanon, of mitzvahs mivat lezui during the Chepze, that if the Chepze of the mitzvah is miure at the moment when he starts doing the Maita mitzvah, that means at the time of the swallowing, this is when, that's the moment of the Maita mitzvah, the time when swallowing, so then it is miure, intermingled and interspersed with this Chepze, with that Chepze, and Chabitrei, so then there is bitul on the Shemuvai of the Chepze of the mitzvah. It's a special aloha. That's why the Gemara uses the expression mitzvah, because if we say mivatleis, it's not the general din of bitul, but it's a special aloha of bitul on the Chepze of the mitzvah at the time of the Maita mitzvah, at the time of the Maita mitzvah. So he will say, any mitzvah is mevatel lezui. And the Rabbanon say that mitzvah is mevatel lezui. All right, now. The one with the second chair. Now, we let it open the morning. That cooked the blood. I'm without it. Omar Kabalezia, Omar Kabalezia, Omar Kabalezia, Omar Kabalezia, Omar Kabalezia, Omar Kabalezia, Kol Ketit Vudu Tumad Shrei, Tzorach Etzua Sedai. That anything that is dipped in a mashke, so requires the Tzua Sedai. Tzorach Etzua Sedai, Im Rashete, Mitzim Amashki, Shaiyadai Mishini, Yichol Afeit, Mitzumo, Mitami Mashki, Mitami Mashki. Rashbam says, Kol Ketit Vudu Mashki, כי זה הרי בקוטר, אוי מוכנת, לא רק לתת ידיים, משום משקה, שהידיים שלי, וכוחיס אותה תרומה, מיטה ממשקים לי הסבור. מיטה ממשקים. אומר, הפרופא, שמה מנו, חי חסר, וזה צחבר, צורך לשקוי בחריס, משום כך, so that would show, according to one shot, coffee is a poison, so it's kind of a benefit, that it might be contained in the Chazeres, and by dipping it in the Chareises, they will remove the poison. Another pshat is the Rach pshat is a certain kind of worm. Now it's worm, so then you shouldn't be allowed to eat it, because if it is allowed, so there are certain worms, some mean that are not awesome. So in other words, if it originated in the food and it was not removed, so then it's not kosher. So maybe as far as the Easter of Tammuz is concerned, so there is no problem. But it is a kosher. If one eats it alive, but if it's dead, so then there is no kosher. And the Easter of Tammuz doesn't apply because it originated in the food. All right. So the takuit from the Gemara says that high chaser the chaveres, the story we shakuy the chaveres. What it means, of course, it's not necessary for a prophet to tell us that it has to be dipped. I mean, the purpose of the chaveres to dip it into the chaveres. But he says it's not enough to make it a superficial dipping, but he has to plunge it completely. He has to plunge it completely and immerse it in the chaveres in order to remove the pukon. Either poison or the terras, or to death, or to deaden the and then there was a takone that you have to do it. So even suppose we know, that there is no takone, we still have to do it, because there was a takone for that reason. So he says, Tzorach l'shkuya b'chareites mishumka. So it's not enough. So he says that it's not enough just to dip it superficially, but he has to plunge it and immerse it in the chareites. והוא צורך לשקוי, all he has to do is just to make his superficial dipping, so he doesn't have to come in contact with Christ. He has to plunge it and immerse it in Christ. Then he will, his hands, his fingers will necessarily come in contact with Christ. So, but if a superficial dipping is sufficient for them, so he doesn't even have to come in contact with the Pharisees. So why should he be required to make a person like that? I don't know. So I'm going to say, so no, I don't be much. Now it's in my mouth. So the poor of the Pharisees in the car. Eres the Hazeres Yeshua. Eres the Berech HaTot. Vihikach Torek with the Tzitayim with Tibu Rishi, the Kami. שערי ידיע במעש דשם שקיע את החזר ומחרית ואח פירש כפת לאח ניתניה בתחום אליס התלויים שבמיקרו לרונס ופקפת לביה יפרושי certain word שבחילים את בשביעים אותו so we don't not come with the love of the Lord סתירים לא במעש ונס so it already was spirit with a strainer. So we will move there, so then it's spirit, so then it's us. So it's a lot of life. The Chiven, the Polish, the Kedah, the Seif, the Kedah, the Kedah, as long as it's in the place, in the habitat, its natural habitat, where it originated, so it doesn't come within the law of Shem Tachet, no. But the moment we move from its natural habitat, so it comes within the law of Teres Hashem Tachet, no. Kedom HaVishil, so Holy Noga, Yodim Nash, that is the eye that he has to plunge it, immerse it in the Haris. So then he'll necessarily come in contact with the Harises. So that's why he has to be close to that. So but then, how will the Sakone be removed? Just, we can't pay the Reichemites. The Reichemites. Elo, normally we don't say, so why does, so he does not have to, he does not have to come in contact with the Chavis. So why do we have to put the Chavis? You know, it's not like, who doesn't have to, but a blowing gets in, it's in his group to deep it in the Chavis. So it's likely that he will come in contact with the Chavis anyway. Right. Now let's read the page. What should the bullet be mastered told to do? Here's the contract. I mean, Masha doesn't have it, Islam doesn't have it. Here's the contract. After that, the final one, and then you can do the very arranged in the class of war. So the word is the... So there is no so there is no hope in doing that. So why did you have to do it here? Jim Vinkelos. Jim Vinkelos. The Harlan. The time was collapse of the Puma and the family not to move to the off. So that's our head. It's one of the heads of all. There is different shaman, different spirit on the side. That, now like this, in Eichelin, so if in Eichel, if it's earth in Eichel, watch it the mission. So once that people become the shape, or